between?
I don't know.
Shelves?
I don't know.
And on a buggy, on a wagon, do you know what the traces are?
No.
Okay, well, these metal chains that come back from where the horse is hitched to a horizontal wooden piece that kind of moves like this to stabilize the wagon when you're turning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what that would be called?
No.
All right. Have you ever heard of swingle tree or single tree?
No.
Okay, you probably haven't heard of double tree either. No. Okay. This expression, if a man came by your house in his wagon with a load of wood, and shortly after he came back, his wagon was empty. A little while later, he came back with another load, and this process just kept up all day. What would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this verb, say if something is too heavy to pick up, you might say, well, it's too heavy to pick up. I just had to across the floor.
Pull.
Okay, pull, or another word that might use there, just had to.
Gradual pulling?
Could be, yeah.
What I'm asking was, all right, if your action was of a jerking kind of nature, then I would think more of yanking it across the floor.
Yeah.
But steady, I would think more in terms of had to pull.
Okay, the word I'm looking for, you could also describe a race between two cars, usually for about a quarter of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in a standing position, and somebody gives them the go, and, that's called what kind of race? Okay, the word drag's what I'm after.
Oh.
Just the verbs, the principal parts. The past part of that, if you say, yesterday I...
Drug.
Yeah, and if you've done it several times, I've...
A truck.
Okay, and the infinitive, if you're doing it right now, I've got to...
I am dragging.
Okay, or I've got to...
Drag.
Right. Okay. All right, getting back to the farm for a minute. When you break the ground for the first time before planting, what do you use?
A disc.
Could you describe that to me?
It's a farm instrument that has two row of wheels, front one, and it has actually two axles, and each axle has a row of metal plates, something that looks like China plates.
Mm-hmm.
They have a curved shape.
Mm-hmm.
The front axle, the plates are curved in one direction, and the back axles, the plates are curved in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's used for breaking the ground the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there anything used after that for breaking up the ground even finer?
We didn't use anything. We just simply went over the ground several times with that.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to break the clods up, we used something called a harrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. That disc, would you call it a kind of plow?
No, I wouldn't.
What would be a plow to you?
A plow would be something that had blades that was set on either side of a plant. And the blades, the front of the blades formed a V shape, and they spread outward. But it would be something that would sit on both sides of the plant, and that would not destroy the plant as you went down the road.